The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It's 11 trivia questions on 90s one-hit wonders, where my brother Scott quizzes me and sees if I can remember a round I wrote 2 years ago. This is Trivia with Buds. It be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out the show. Guys, the year's almost over, but the fun has just begun if you just stumbled upon this podcast. There are like 700 episodes to go back and listen to. So if you're brand new, if you clicked on trivia or you searched the word trivia and I came up and you're like, I'll give this guy a try, you can go back and listen to so much content for free. It's all in the archives at trivia.withbuds.libsyn.com. Click the link in the show notes, go right there, search your heart away, and all the episodes should play pretty easily from that website on your device. iTunes only goes back about 300 episodes, but we do have more than that, more than double that. So go back and listen to whatever your heart desires. If you like the show, leave an iTunes review. That would be very cool of you. I even like seeing the reviews where people say things like, meh, M-E-H. Just because I like to see what people are really thinking of the show. And somebody recently said, meh, he talks about his life too much. But hey, I have a life, so I'm going to talk about it. And throughout the podcast, I'll even ask you some trivia questions. So go leave a review. Tell me what you think. Tell me what you like. Tell me what you don't like. It's all gravy, baby. Is that what people say? Hopefully, somewhere in the world, someone said that one time. Today's episode is about 90s one-hit wonders. I wrote this round, it looks like in 2017 or so, for my friend Tracy's 90s birthday party. She was turning 30, and it was fun. And it was one of my first big house parties I got booked for of a certain theme with the 90s. So I had fun doing it, and my brother Scott was over, and he said, hey, let's see if you can remember some of these questions from a round you wrote a couple years ago. I said, that's a cool idea, and I think I did pretty good. So let's see how you hold up against me while I try and remember what I wrote for these questions on today's episode. We're going to jump into that recording with my brother right now. Here we go. Sitting here in my house with my brother Scott, recording an episode of the podcast. How's it going, Scott?
It's going pretty well, Rye. I'm looking forward to this next round on some 90s one-hit wonders.
That's right. This is going to be a fun one. Now, I've done this once on the podcast before. My friend Eric, who works at Brewport Tap House in El Segundo, California, he was like, hey, how well do you remember all of your trivia content? And I said, I think I know the stuff that I've written. And he goes, let's try it out. So he quizzed me on something from a couple years ago. And I said the same thing to you today. I said, what if you quizzed me on something that I prepared for a party a couple years ago, and you found this folder, and it said Tracy's 90s trivia party.
Yeah, well, you know, last night we went to that house party, and I tagged along, and you did your bingo for a beer tasting. And part of the bingo, one of the games was, what was it? It was a 90s music, wasn't it?
It was just random. One of them songs, but a lot of more 90s. Yeah.
So that's why this one jumped out at me, because that sounded like a lot of fun.
And we were also playing a game in the car, not a game, but we were going back and forth playing songs for each other that we thought maybe the other person hadn't heard that many times. So for example, I played a song for you called Pepper by the Butthole Surfers. And I was like, correct, do you remember this song? And you're like, kinda. And then you would play a song like, hey, do you know this Foo Fighters song? And then I was like, oh, I think I've heard this once before. So we kept doing that on an hour traffic-y ride to that party. So yeah, we have 90s music on the brain. So let's see if I can get all 11 of these questions that I wrote for this girl Tracy's 90s party a couple years back.
All right.
What's the first one?
So you're giving me I'm giving you the name of the song.
And I have to name the group.
You got to name who sings it.
Okay. Yes. Let's see what you got.
Number one, and you wrote these, so it should be somewhere in your brain.
Hopefully I know them, yeah.
Bittersweet Symphony. Okay. We should have a track ready to play it for you. That'd be good.
Bittersweet Symphony was, there was two bands that had similar names.
Yes.
One was called The Verve Pipe, and they had the song Freshman.
Yep.
And there was another band just called The Verve, and I think they were just a one-hit wonder.
And that is this one, yeah.
Is this called 90s One-Hit Wonders?
Yeah.
Okay. So these are all one-hit wonders. Okay. That'll help. Okay. So the Verve, that's right.
The Verve is correct. The
all
Verve.
Right.
And you're right about that whole Verve pipe too.
Yeah. 1 for 11.
All right. This next one, I believe, is the track from the brothers dancing on SNL. Chris Kattan.
Night at the Roxbury?
Yeah.
That song?
The What is Love, isn't that it?
Oh, yeah. I play this. I know this one for sure because I play it for bingo all the time.
I couldn't have told you who sang that. But.
It's just a one dude, and I think his name is Hathaway.
That's all it says.
Is that what it is? Hathaway?
Hathaway.
Yeah. I think it's just one dude that sings that.
Two for two.
All right.
All right. Are you keeping score here?
Yes.
All right. What is this? Teenage Dirtbag.
Oh, yeah. I'm Just a Teenage Dirtbag Baby. That's Wheatus.
Yeah, that is
Wheatus.
And that
is the title track to the movie Loser with Jason Biggs.
Jason Biggs.
And Mina Suvari. And it's a real bad movie. And I saw it in theaters.
I remember the movie, but I never saw it.
We saw it opening night, Crestwood, Illinois. And they had little L fingers like this made out of paper on a popsicle stick that they gave you when you bought your ticket. And then you put it on your forehead. So stupid. So dumb.
But did you do it?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure you did.
Oh, big time.
And then he snuck into three more movies. That's how you used to do it back in the
That's
day.
That's how you do it.
Torn is the next one.
Torn.
This was that Australian soap opera girl.
She was a soap opera actress?
I believe so, because I looked her up, because I was a little into her.
I liked the video, too. She was rolling around a room. It was Natalie. I thought her name was Natalie Imbruglia.
That's what it looks like.
I think the G Imbruglia. Silent. So I think it's Natalie Imbruglia, if
well,
not mistaken.
Either way, I think you got it.
Got it. Very good.
Next one is... I'm going to be 500 miles.
Okay. I'm going to be 500 miles. Mom, you know Mom. She sings this song all the time.
Here.
I remember she used to sing this song when it would come on the radio. She'd go, da-da-da-da-da, and she would do it by herself. I think
very
that
catchy tune.
It's two dudes. I know the album cover because I play it on my phone sometimes, and it's like two dudes in like tucked in, just denim.
With glasses
like,
on.
They're like looking into the horizon, and I think they're the Proclaimers.
Yeah, the Proclaimers.
The Proclaimers.
I you know, I get all those, the Proclaimers, the Replacements, the, you know, all those
Men
bands
at work.
Mixed up a little bit.
5 out of 11.
All right, Zoot Suit Riot.
Ooh, this was, I just asked a question about this. It was on Now Volume 1, which I had back in 1998. I think they're on Now 120-something.
Yeah.
And this is Cherry Poppin' Daddies.
Cherry Poppin' Daddies.
Which would be a great...
How'd they get away with that name?
How about Cherry Poppin' Daddies on tour with the Butthole Surfers? Wouldn't that be great?
Sure.
Oh, we should mention, too, that you requested Alexa play the Butthole Surfers, and she went the... Yes, I'll play the Butthole Surfers. And I'm like, what?
Moving on. Barely Breathing. Wow, what a crap song this is.
This song's terrible. This guy, it's another guy.
Real like, whiny like, track.
It's one of those Hathaway type guys. Man, 90s.
The name suits him too.
Is it Brian something?
No.
Is it think Chris something?
Think of a yo-yo. If you're big on yo-yo brands, you might get it.
I Am Barely Breathing by... Duncan?
Yeah.
Trussell. Is that his name?
Who did Hogan beat for his first title?
Sheik? Duncan Sheik?
Duncan Sheik. That's this guy's name.
Never, like, I've heard that song, seen that guy, would never in a million years be like, oh, Duncan Sheik.
No.
That's crazy. Okay, I missed one. Bam.
All right.
I'm 6 out of 7.
Number 8.
Okay. Duncan Sheik.
Oh, you know this one. This is Steal My Sunshine.
Len.
Next.
Love Len. What a great group.
Everything You Want sounds like a real slow song.
Everything You Want. Is that Duncan Sheik? No, that's Vertical Horizon.
Yeah.
I know that for sure. Vertical Horizon. What question are we on now? Number 9?
Number 10.
Ooh, number 10. Okay. Only missed one.
Cotton Eye Joe.
Ooh.
This is at every school dance.
Yeah. Jock Jams Volume 3. Where did I come from, Cotton Eye Joe? This is Rednecks with an X.
Rednecks with an X. That's
Rednecks
exactly right.
With an X, yes. And the bonus question.
Okay, one-hit wonder bonus. For 2 points, what sync-related band had a one-hit wonder called Counting Car Blues?
I only know this because I remember coming up with the little clue about sync-related, and I was like, yeah, that's good. Dishwalla.
It's called, I thought it was just called Counting Cars. It's called Counting Car Blues.
I hope so.
All right.
At Tracy's party 2 years ago, it was kind of car blues.
No one called you on
it. Nobody said anything.
There you go.
So I missed
one. Must be legit.
I got 10 out of 11 questions. and 11 out of 12 points. So I feel good about that. I retain most of that information. Except old Duncan Sheik. We're going to have to go listen to him or maybe see him live. He's probably playing somewhere, some coffee house tonight in California. We'll go check him out.
Poor bastard.
All right. Anything else, Scott, before you take off?
No, man. I'm looking forward to going to hit some bars right now.
We're going to do some bar hopping. We'll do some beach hopping. And we're going to go have some fun in Southern California. Thanks for visiting.
Yes, sir.
There it was. Some fun with my brother Scott and a little different rendition of the podcast. Usually it's just me asking questions. Every once in a while, I like to record one where I get to try and answer the questions. If you have answers or questions you want to send me, I would be happy to use them as content for the show. So email ryanbuds@gmail.com anytime, and I will try and get your stuff that you wrote on recording. Okay, I'll do it as soon as I can. And sometimes the desk gets piled up with stuff I print out, but eventually I record it all. And my desk is almost cleaned off right now for the year. So I'm excited about that. It's time for the question of the day, brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. What was the name of the heavier disc used to knock down a stack of pogs in the 90s? Tweet me your answer at RyanBuds or email RyanBuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. If you ever want to do that very easily, just click the link to my email address in the show notes. Yesterday's question of the day answer was Green Bay Packers for the first Super Bowl team that won ever, the Green Bay Packers. And your trivia team name of the day is Happy Happy Joy Joy Division. See what I did there? Happy Happy Joy Joy, Ren and Stimpy, and Joy Division, the band. Happy Happy Joy Joy Division. Use that next time you play team trivia. Funky Monkey Designs can be reached at fmdesignsinc.com. Go check them out. Get some t-shirts printed and tell them Buds sent you. Guys, I got so many cool things around the corner. I can't even begin to describe to you how excited I am. But I will tell you this, that I have buzzers and a full buzzer system being delivered to my house this Monday. So I will probably be showing off that system and how it works for my friends at Buzz Time Trivia. And not Buzz Time Trivia. It's buzzersystems.com. Although there is something called Buzz Time Trivia. So they're not my friends, but go look them up. Buzz Time Trivia. I'm talking about buzzersystems.com. These guys make really cool stuff. And I can't wait to show you a video of how my brand new game show type gameplay will work. It's going to be awesome. And that will be something I demonstrate in the videos that start this Monday over on my YouTube channel. Go subscribe while you're thinking about it. Trivia with Buds on YouTube. That would be awesome of you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for telling a friend. And we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.